Good day to you all, and a very good day, you know, in general. It's Sunday, so, yeah, well, you might not be listening to this on a Sunday, but who cares? Sunday's all about stuff and junk. So, yeah, this episode is Tea Chap, and, he's English, I think. You know, a name like Tea Chap, you'd expect him to be English. I'm pretty sure he is. Richard Heath, he's been brave and put his real name on there. What a brave chap. I like him, he's very funny. I've read some of his tweets already, and they're just bonkers. They're just sort of, well, you'll see, My kind of tea chap. So here we go. Here's his tweets and that in junk. I'm not going to read them like that, don't worry. Current thoughts. Bored. How many cookies can I fit in my mouth? Choking. Spit them out, idiot! I wish I had a dog to lick that up. Yeah. I told you. I'd be a genius if my plans weren't consistently flawed by stupidity. Oh. Yeah, I think we're on the same page here. Is COL, crying out loud, a thing? If it's not, dibs for starting it. LOL. COL. I need to find a friend with the initials BJ, because, number one, I'm immature, number two, lots of joke potential, number three, I'd have a friend, number four, all of the above. T-chap, you make me giggle. Has Macy Gray cleared her throat yet? Honestly, I could just... This chap, he's just, I like him, he's cool, so yeah, got a bit of a man crush going on right now, just because he's so funny. Alright, shut up. When Dora hits puberty, her exploring will get way more interesting, so just hang in there, guys. Oh, T-chap, it's just, oh, brilliant. Right, so we've got to the top tweet for Tea Chap. Here it is. Fuck you, books on shelves that don't activate a secret door. Oh, he's so whimsical. So, like, update that, right? So, you know, if someone's got, like, no one has bookshelves anymore. So people got, like, DVD shelves and stuff. Or Blu-ray shelves. At least one of those has got to activate a door. That'd be great. I'd have one of them. Because if I had a bookshelf and it activated a secret door, they'd be like, they'd know it straight away. They'd be like, Tom, you don't read books. What the fuck? You don't read. The only thing you read is Twitter, you lunatic. And I'll be like, yeah, you're right. It's a secret door. So, anyway, yeah, okay, that's Richard Heath. Or if you, you know, want to be formal, Dick Heath. Okay. His bio says, I dress in the 80s, spandex, and cry my... I dress in 80s, not in the 80s. Oh, sorry, I'm trying to rush it. I dress in 80s spandex and cry myself to sleep every night whilst reading Where's Waldo? Oh, he's definitely American then. Why would you have a name like T-Chap? And then, because we call it Wally, Where's Wally? But I don't know if he's... Oh, I don't know. I don't know now. I'm so confused. And I'm not really bothered. So you don't need to tell me if you're English or American. It doesn't bother me. So, yeah. You know, the only difference is just like... You know, we're the same. Just that us English people use more yous in our words. And Americans just don't really care about you. So, yeah, there's that. I'm going to go. You should go and follow T-Chap, because he's fucking hilarious. I think so, anyway. All right, good.